Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Owen the Saints, the St. Andrews podcast. I'm Leo Tatey. I'm a junior.
And I'm Emma Hunter, a senior. We are thrilled to be joined by the head coach of swimming program here at St. Andrews, Gregory Golden, and swimming captains Amanda Mang and Nanda Pillaw. Welcome, you guys. For context to our listeners, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you've had 8 meets in the season so far. And then the most recent meet has been was a close one against Charter School of Wilmington. So why don't you guys start by telling us a little bit about what your season has been like so far?
Well, I think for the girls, there's a lot of improvement, a lot of growth. And I think that's the best part about us is that we come into the pool every day and we just really try to do our best and to give it our all. And I think the season for us about trying new things, inspiring, I think, a lot of younger swimmers to step out their comfort zone and grow as swimmers.
On the guy's side, I think that we wiped a lot of seniors last year, and they were really good seniors. They were great examples for us. But I think that we carry a lot of them with us still, and we still compete in every meet like we're supposed to, and we still go out and practice, work hard, and results show up.
So, I mean, you talk about practice, and I swam in the summer until I was about 8. I broke my arm when I was 9, and that was kind of the end of my swim career. I was a Princeton area 8U backstroke champion.
Hey.
I don't really know what a swim practice is like, except for, you know, some kickboards and just 25-meter laps. That's all I did when I was 8. So if you want to walk me through, what is the St. Andrews swim practice like from start to finish?
Yeah, well, we get there early, 3:45, before other teams to warm up, stretch, and everything, and then get in the pool. You know, if you're not in by 4 o'clock, you're late. So get in by 4 o'clock, and we do a warm-up set, whatever it is, and then we have a preset to the main set. Do a main set, and then we cool down to end practice. It's a lot of yardage, but it's good.
I mean, I think Mr. Golden can talk more about the specifics, but, like, through what just my math has been, I think we swim about, like, 16,000 yards a week, being in lanes 5 and 6. And it's hard. It's tough. And sometimes you show up and you don't really feel like being there, but sometimes, like, the work just have to get done.
Well, first off, Mr. Tatey, it's not a meter pool. It's a yard pool. So we've got to make sure we've got the distance of the pool.
My distances were, mine was in meters.
Got it. Well,
and then the championship was in yards, so our team was much faster in the championship.
Got it. I bet you.
I know something about
that. Got it. Well, that's good. At least we know the distances. That's important. Practice, as Nanda said, starts with stretching early and then goes into a warm up. I mean, we try to connect as a team before we get in the water. Then we warm up. Trying to get ready for the day, and there's usually an attempt to have a focus on a practice, whether it be underwater, streamline, distance, aerobic, sprint, tempo, whatever the case is. There's a series of sets throughout the practice, and usually by the end we try to do something fast if we can. Occasionally we do a birthday swim to celebrate somebody's birthday, or we've played water polo on a single occasion to scratch that itch, we'll occasionally do dry land during practice, which to a swimmer means anything that's not swimming. And we'll do rotations around the pool deck when we do that to try to get some strength work in. That's a pretty typical practice.
So in the mix there, you definitely mentioned some team bonding stuff like water polo and birthday swims. And swimming can be such a, obviously a very physically tough sport, but also a really mentally tough sport too. And a part of getting through that and getting stronger is by being supported by your teammates. So how do you build a strong team culture on the swim team?
From my perspective, I think you have to have a close team in order to survive the season, because it is just hard. It's hard to go there. It's hard to jump in cold water and then get out of cold water and go into the cold air and have your hair freeze and all that stuff. So the team, by nature of what's going on, becomes close in a kind of state of mutual suffering, so to speak, which is true of any swim team out there. Only crazy people do it, so to speak. So there's that element of it. Also, we're the only team on campus that really trains both Constellation and Founders all at the same time, and that creates a unique dynamic of family where we've got all kinds of different people and personalities and backgrounds and thoughts and things that are all coming together to form quite a unique team where everybody makes each other stronger. And then it's just the constant reminder of you can't swim alone and get better. You've got to swim together. You've got to rely on the people around you working hard so that you know, so that you are willing to try hard because you don't want to let your teammates down. And that thought process kind of underlies everything that we do. Is we could always do it by ourselves, but then we would fall apart. But collectively, we will be as close to perfection as we can be. Because when one person's having a tough day or is not doing their best, another person can pick them up and cover for them. And that's really what it means to be a team at the end of the day. So that's my perspective on it.
Well, I mean, I feel like I can talk a little bit about the different dynamics about, like, practicing with Constellation and Founders, because I remember being as, like, an underclassman, and I'm swimming with all of these, like, really, like, buff and really giant, like, Founders seniors. And through that, I just got to interact with so many people I didn't get to know previously. And I think swimming catches you at some of your most vulnerable moments, and those people are the same people that shows up for you after, for example, like a bad practice, a bad swim at a meet. They're there to give you like a hug. They're there for you to have support. And I think that's really a lot of where the connection comes from.
I mean, just like finish that off, I think one thing that we pride ourselves on is the standard of cheering, and the standard for our swim team is constant support. It isn't something that we praise, and I think that really helps just getting through the season. And I think small things like our first away meet yesterday, like that really helped to bring us closer, just talking on the bus and small things like that. And we're blessed to have a home pool, so going in and practicing every day and living together is the biggest one. Through, I mean, not just swimming, but all St. Andrew sports, living together, you get to be with everybody all the time, and I think that's what really makes it special.
I really like that we're talking about this connection, and I was talking to Mrs. Town at the beginning of your season, trying to get just some quotes for an article, and the biggest thing she said she's excited to see is the senior leadership. And she mentioned you two by name, and she said people should be jealous of the senior leadership. Are there any kind of moments you've done something or you've supported somebody and you maybe remember being a freshman in that pool and how that felt, and now to have come all this way and be the senior leaders on the team, talking about your team on a podcast, you know, leading the team in warm-ups or whatever?
I have a very specific memory. It's not related exactly to swimming, but I remember my cross-country, my freshman year, Seyun Kwon, a senior that graduated, I think, last year?
Mm-hmm. Two years ago,
Came up to me right before a workout, because I used to hate doing workouts, because I was like, why would anyone enjoy this? This is so horrible. She came up to me and was like, yay, we're doing a workout today. And I was just like, you're crazy. You're literally crazy. Why do you find this enjoyable? And I think the more and more I go through St. Andrews, the more I think I swim, I come to realize that the workout itself doesn't change. It's always hard. It's always hard to get in the pool. But I think it's the difference is the attitude you approach it with. You can come up to people and be like, this is horrible. I never want to do this. Why would someone want to do this? Or you can approach it and be like, this is an opportunity for me to swim. And this is an opportunity for me to swim fast. And that's so exciting to me. And I think going through swimming, and the more as I grow as a swimmer and maybe a leader on a team, that's something I've learned to embrace, is to be excited about the hard parts, be excited about doing something hard and spreading that to perhaps underclassmen that hasn't realized that yet.
I think my biggest thing about just sports in general is that you're always going to have your people when you're a part of a team. My freshman year, foreign exchange student Michael Novacescu, he was a great guy. He holds the 100 fly record. He constantly, him and Danny Wong, Javi, like seniors from last year, Cooper, like all of them, it's constant belonging. And in a sport like swimming, you need that. And I think that when coming into this year, that was my biggest thing that I want to reflect upon freshman boys. Like, whenever I see Bo, Taylor, June, Joseph, Eli, like, and they walk back with us, it's never like the seniors are walking back. It's like all of us are walking back. And, like, I think just small things like that add up. And I don't think I would have noticed that without like, the small things that.
That's, I can attest to the power of seniors that are just super excited to be there. And I know that of you, Amanda. Anytime we do a workout together, she's like, Emma, you can do hard things. Like, you know, number one cheerleader out there. So the swim team is definitely lucky to have you two. Looking forward, what do you see yourselves improving on sort of through the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think our biggest meet of the year is always discs, and we build ourselves up all the way, the whole season, to race at discs. And for us, it's hard to grasp one goal because in ball sports, like, you have every game that matters, and every meet matters to us, but there's that one meet at the end of the season that you have to cling on to throughout the whole season. And I think the hardest thing for us is just being consistent with that and just continuing to put your head down and work for that final goal, even though you can't really see it.
And what is special about discs in particular?
Yeah, I mean, all the teams in our conference are there, and it's a big thing because we go out, we taper, we shave our whole bodies the day before. Like, last year the guys won, and it was surreal, and everyone drops times, and it's like our really competitive meet. It's like our Super Bowl, as Will Rob would say. But I think it was, for me, it's just always been, that's the one day, like, you have to swim fast, no matter what the occasion.
I mean, and it's just all that compounding interest on the season. It's like an exciting event on the horizon, you know, in an early morning swim or something like that. It just acts as a beacon, and then you can kind of let it all out. So that's really cool. A big question I have, and this is, I think, a big thing in some other sports, saying it at St. Andrews in general, is swimming. I feel like you watched it in the Olympics or something, and it's seen as very individual. Obviously, there's, like, the United States men's relay, which is always exciting to watch. Like, but then there's all these individual swimmers who are really good at what they do. They have their event, and it's, you know, oftentimes it's seen as an individual sport. So what is it like developing a team culture around a sport where at the end of the day, when you jump in the pool, it's your time? How do you combat that?
Try winning a meet by yourself. It's not an individual sport. So, you know, the reality is, like we said before, if you jump in the pool and you're trying to train by yourself, good luck trying to dig deep and find everything you're made of. You know, if you're trying to sprint a race without somebody next to you, good luck earning a best time. It's not going to happen. You know, the power of being surrounded by people in pursuit of the same thing can't be understated. There is not a swimmer out there, except maybe Michael Andrew, who is a phenomenon, but who has achieved what they've achieved by themselves. They've done it as a part of a team, as a part of a program, with a lot of support from a lot of people. So, you know, it may be one person between two lane lines, swimming between two walls, but that's just one small part of a swimmer's career. The race is the product of hours of community in practice, in dry land, in everything that goes on. So to those that say that swimming is an individual sport, I say go to a swim practice and tell me I'm wrong.
If you could share a message right now to the rest of your swimmers, what do you think is special about this team? And then also, what would you tell them that you think you want them to keep in their heart sort of for the rest of the season?
Well, I think what makes this team really special is just people care. People notice when you're having an off day. People notice when you're having a bad swim, and people see that. And people come up to you, and people are always there to support you. We won't let anybody slide. And I think that's a part of why, like, it feels really like a family. As one of our old seniors, Kieran, likes to say, the swim team's a family. And I think one thing I would like for people to, like, keep in mind throughout the rest of the season is, like, just keep swimming. No matter what happens in a practice, I have a personal rule. I cannot make the interval, but I have to keep swimming. No matter what happens, I will keep swimming. I think our team, as again Nanda said before, need to work on consistency. And sometimes, if it's not about always making intervals, it's about just you have to keep swimming. You have to keep trying.
I mean, I think the biggest thing from my end is that the seniors care and love every single one that is on the team. I think we go through a bunch of hard practices throughout the year, and it brings us together. It really does. And I think even beyond for like the rest of the season, I think if you ask any senior, if you ask Goulden, Ms. Tam, Dr. Hammond, I think that we have a bigger goal of just making every underformer a better person as well. And we want to shape every kid to the best of our ability to be the best person they can be and the best swimmer they can be. And if they ever need any one of us past the season, in the season, whenever, we'll be happy to be there for them.
There's nothing about swimming that's magic. There's nothing about improvement that's magic. It is a product of choices that you make. So, you know, you can start the season and say you want to get better and expect to get better, but if you don't choose along the way, it's not magic. It's not going to happen just because you want it to. You really have to make the choices in line with what you ultimately want out of it. And you have to be real with yourself and your teammates about what the goals are that you have. Because if you are swimming without a goal, if you are doing anything without a goal, then what's the point, right? You don't know what you're doing. There's no end to get to. So what are the means to get there? So, you know, being goal oriented, being willing to make choices that you may not be able to or wouldn't make by yourself, and being coachable, I think are really, really the takeaways and the keystones of what this program needs to be about and what people need to continue to carry with them, right? You need to hear your teammates ask more of you. You need to hear your coaches give you feedback. You need to be viciously in pursuit of your goal, and you need to do so humbly. And all those things come together to actually result in holistically better, grittier, more dynamic people who understand what it's like to be a part of something that's bigger than themselves.
When you're talking about goal setting, are you thinking, I want to reach this PR, or are these team goals, or is it something more than that as well? How do you quantify that?
Yes, it is all of the above, right? So people need to have individual goals that they want, because I want to get better at this event that I swim, but the team is also a part of you reaching those goals. So it's not fair for you to have your own goals and not team goals. And it's not fair for the team to only have team goals and not respect your individual goals. And so it's a duality where when you are in pursuit of getting better, the team gets better. When the team gets better, you as a result should get better. Going back to the previous point of when one person's having a rough day, the team can pick up for that. You know, if you show up and don't want to get in the water, but 15 people around you do, then you get in and you ultimately get more out of that day than you would have if you were there by yourself. So I think it's both and we talk about both. We talk about what the team needs to do to be the best team on the pool deck, which is more than just swimming fast. And we also talk about, you know, you as an individual need to do these things to get better. If the team is not going to make you do streamline, if you don't do streamline off the wall, that's on you. So if you want to get better at your individual goal, then you need to do streamline. But if the team is also trying to achieve a win or a championship or a conference win or whatever, then you're going to be more likely to do streamline for the team. And everybody on the team needs to know that you care about them. So having team goals matters a lot.
If there's one thing I'm going to take away from our conversation today, which has been really excellent, it's that swimming is not an individual sport.
Good.
And it's all about relying on each other. And so if we can, if you can uplift each other's goals, that's just another great element of team sports.
One down, 290 to go. I need to convince 290 more people that it's a team sport.
Like the rest of the school, maybe.
All right, well, that is all for this episode of Owen, the Saints of St. Andrews podcast. Thank you so much, Nanda, Amanda, Mr. Goulden, for joining us. What a pleasure it has been.